Wow. That is huge tomorrow. Lakers sweet passes for the opener, which is coming
up Tuesday night
at Staples Center against the Warriors again, the team we saw last night. And I guess we got one last preseason game?
Yeah, it's up in Oakland. I mean, not Oakland. It's San Francisco now.
Is it San Francisco or Sacramento?
Sacramento. Maybe you're right.
Sacramento.
It is Sacramento.
Hey, Mace, we really got roasted for that McVay interview we did.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we really got roasted.
I mean, you guys kind of deserve it. I'm
this
not going
to
lie.
You know, our guy, Joey Jojo Shabaduk, he says, Mace ruining McVay's bit. But in fairness to Mace, every time Mace ruins a bit, voice cracks or says, sure, an angel gets their wings. Pretty good.
Yeah, was that all on us?
I mean, was it funny? Now that you show me the commercial, I'm like, oh yeah, I've seen that. But what did that have to do with the mirror?
It was his way of saying, like, dropping in his commercial for you guys to be like, oh, that's funny. Yeah, we saw
the
commercial.
What was the funny part of it?
Yeah, how did that have to do with the mirror?
He just wanted to drop the chunky soup. It was just his way of dropping the chunky soup commercial. And him saying, hey, look, I'm in a commercial. It's a good place for you guys to kind of have fun with me about the chunky soup in the commercial. Like he said, though, if you got to explain it.
All right, pulling up the receipts. Stand by.
Yeah.
Great.
I mean, it still doesn't. I mean, I love Coach, and obviously we're 4-1.
But I do like that he tried to joke with us.
I do.
That's what he was trying to do.
He took a shot. As a comic, he bombed. As a coach, he's the best.
I think you guys bombed.
I think we bombed, because you know what it is? We are the radio professionals. We're supposed to know what to do with that.
I was trying to fake it by laughing.
But it made it worse.
Did it make it worse?
Well, because it was a fake laugh.
I just stayed quiet. Yeah,
it was more of like a ha, 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 ha.
We were like, huh? And then I was like, well, what's in the Chunky Soup commercial that has to do with the mirror? And I was like, the fact that I had to, like, click on it, I mean, I just think everything he says is kind of funny. Like, just the way he says it. Like, if I go into McVay mode.
Do it.
Mace, I'm so excited to be here today. Right? That's pretty good.
That was pretty
good. No, it actually isn't.
Oh, Mason, come on.
Mason, I think it's really good. You just have this enthusiasm for the show, and every time you ask me, I get so excited when Greg calls it. I just have to, it actually doesn't call. He sends me a text message, and I was ghosting for about 2 hours, and I finally get back to him, but I always really want to be here.
How's that? That's better.
Is that better?
That's better. Okay, here is the audio of us with McVay and the joke. Whose fault is this? Is it a bad joke,
so bad.
Or did we drop the ball? How many times a day do you look at yourself in the mirror?
Every time I go to the bathroom.
That's it, bathroom.
You know what? I mean, I don't know that I could really count that. I don't know that I think about it too much. I'm probably looking in the mirror a lot more in the off season than I am during the season. So I'm more worried about seeing a good product on the field, but it's not bad to look okay too. So. You know, as I have a bowl of Campbell's Chunky Soup, you know, I'll take a look in the mirror.
There you go.
You obviously haven't seen the commercial, have you?
Wait, I want to hear that last part.
Do you have a Chunky Soup commercial?
It was a sorry ass attempt at humor. I apologize.
Oh, you don't have to apologize,
to
Coach.
Explain it. I think it's my sorry ass Chunky Soup commercial.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to mess up
that
your flow.
No.
That was worse.
Believe me, I have sorry ass jokes all day long. That's
so cringeworthy. That was all
is,
so cringeworthy.
He was trying, though, and we were trying.
He was just dropping in that he's in the commercial, but it didn't really have anything to do with the mirror.
It didn't have anything to do
how
with
do you
the
not,
question.
How are you not getting this? Yeah, he's saying, I'm holding a ball of chunky soup looking because I'm on TV. I need to look good, so I'm looking in the mirror while I'm holding my chunky soup,
no,
which I have a commercial of.
That's what it was.
That's exactly what the joke was. Yeah,
I'm looking at myself eating a chunky soup.
Right, because I need to look good for my commercial of chunky soup.
Oh.
Yeah, God, wow, we really got to explain this.
I feel like
I'm telling you to drop a pin.
I'm so bad. I still don't get it. What was the one who called in with we did bad joke day, and there was some joke that somebody told, and we were just like, I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, Ivan Lopez says he's saying he sees himself every time that commercial is on.
Right, okay.
That's the joke.
That makes more sense.
That's the joke, yeah. All right, so.
You know what, though? I think he's really good in that commercial, which
I
have seen.
Yeah, no, I just watched it.
And
he's,
didn't
he's
register.
Really good. yeah.
that I've seen it.
All right, so let's not stop dwelling on our failures.
But those are the fun things.
That's sure.
the best part.
Yeah, they weren't fun when they were happening, I'll tell you that much.
I was like, so oh. Bad. You know, can I tell you, I always get a little bit nervous when McVay's on because he talks like he's so prepared. He's
yeah.
so prepared for everything
that's why
he does in life.
That's why in the past we've called him RoboCoach.
Yeah. He just spits out the answers.
I'm just trying to throw him different stuff now.
Yeah. I know, I like it. He likes it too.
He does. He's having fun.
Yeah.
Except
and I
for
think
that
he
joke.
Pays attention to other things too. I think he watches the NBA, baseball. Like he definitely
Squid Game.
You're damn right I am.
By the way, has everybody seen Squid Game except for me?
You know, 111 million people have watched Squid Game.
It's the
it's
most
the
popular
show
Netflix
in Netflix history.
More
has
than
anybody
Bridgerton.
Here watched it?
I have finished it.
You finished it?
I finished it, yes.
Okay,
LeBron
so
and AD were talking
it.
About it yesterday. Like, I feel like everybody's seen this.
Well, because it's crazy and it's messed up, man. Like, it's really messed up. It's basically about all these people that have a lot of debt and this, I guess,
is this
company.
Real? Is it a show? Or
no,
is
it's a
it real?
Show. No, no, no. It's a show. It
okay,
is
it's
not
reality.
Real.
I mean, got it.
It wouldn't surprise me if people, never mind. Anyway, but so, there's just a bunch of people that have a lot of debt. And so these people bring them in to play these kids' games, and if they win it, if they're the last one standing, they get billions of dollars. Like, they get a lot. Oops.
Okay.
Almost got there. They get a ton of money, but, like, so the first game, it's not going to ruin anything. They play red light, green light, like an old kids'
right.
game.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
And so if it's a red light and you move after the red light, they shoot you and you die.
They oh. shoot you if you lose the kids' game?
You die. Only one person, actually, I don't want to say anything.
Is going to live.
Maybe. I don't know.
So it's like the Hunger Games.
Yeah, it's the Hunger Games, but a reality show that is not on TV.
Wow. Yeah, everybody's watching it. I don't think it's for me.
No,
I
me
don't
neither.
Like just. I don't like messed up stuff.
Yeah, it's 456 people all in this
wow.
room. Yeah,
and they all start dying. Yeah, that's yeah. for me. It's from the guy who did Parasite.
Yeah, and it goes even more. Like, there's more stuff behind the scenes that's even more messed up.
Wow.
And
yeah,
like
it sounds
a
like
head,
Hunger Games.
The
yeah.
mind F, you know, there's
yeah.
a lot of stuff
yeah.
going on.
Yeah, to be honest, like, I have so many shows that I'm behind on. Like, we haven't even got to Handmaid's Tale. We still got season
oh, God,
five
I
of
can't watch
Better
Handmaid's
Call Saul.
Tale.
Like, I, you know, haven't even got to Billions, which started like a month ago.
Billions, yeah.
Too many shows
right now.
What
about The Morning Show? Are you watching The Morning Show?
I haven't started season two yet. I'm behind.
Really good. It's really good.
I know.
Did
I want
to finish Ted Lasso?
Except for the last episode. I'm behind. I've got too much work right now.
Is the moratorium on Ted Lasso over?
I think you have to give me the rest of this week.
Yeah, the rest of the week.
Rest of the week.
Because, you know, like, I have watched all the way up until the season finale, but please don't ruin it for me because I haven't had time.
I will just say it ended awesome.
Okay.
It was
good.
It was a fantastic ending that really sets up season three.
You know what it is, Mace? It's also because now I'm watching a lot of live sports. So the
yes.
window at night when I could be catching up on the shows,
same.
It's like by the time it gets to 11 o'clock, the games are just getting over. And I'm like, oh, okay, I got to get my swim in. I got to write. I do a lot of my writing at night. And then I'm trying to go to bed earlier. So it's just I don't have time.
You know, the
too many Dodger games.
Dodgers, once we win tomorrow night, let's just plan on
well, Carlo already called it. I mean, Carlo
Dodgers, Giants, Oracle Park, Game 5, Julio Urias, Game 2 winner versus Logan Webb, Game 1 winner. If we advance, when we advance, it means that the Lakers opener will compete with Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. They'll
ooh.
Be at the same time.
You know what, though? I think you always stick with whoever's in the champion, whoever's in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the higher leverage game is
yeah.
higher. But opening night's really cool, too.
Yeah, it's cool.
But you're only going to be able to do one. So, yeah, I'm going to go to the NLCS and lurk at field level.
How do you feel about the Braves beating the Brewers?
You know what? All I can think is they are such an easy out for us.
It's so lame that that other series didn't – like, it should have been switched up.
It's such an easy out for us.
Knock on wood.
We advance and we beat the Braves. It is such an easy out for us.
Yeah.
That's why tomorrow is such a big deal. By the way, not Stepdad Leo, who's a Giants fan and has been taunting me on text. Just like taunting me mm-hmm. after the Giants wins. And did that the entire time down the stretch. I finally found a way to get under his skin.
Ooh, how?
By calling it Frisco.
Oh, that does it. Yeah, people don't
yeah,
like that
don't
up
like
there.
That.
He hates that.
Yeah.
Hates that. So tomorrow night, it's the Dodgers versus Frisco at Oracle Park. That's for you, not Stepdad Leo. All right, so let me get one more thing in. 2 hours and 43 minutes. The James Bond movie, No Time to Die, is 2 hours and 43 minutes. Now, I was thinking about going to see it tonight. Is 2 hours and 43 minutes too long for a movie?
Not for any movie. Like, you can justify certain epic movies at that length, but I think for a Bond movie, it is.
You think it's too long?
Yeah.
Would you go see it if it's 2 hours and 43 minutes?
I don't go to movies anymore. I just watch them at home.
Okay. Bergman, 2 hours and 43 minutes. Too long for a movie?
Yes, way too long for a movie. I can't sit through that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Jorge, same?
Sign me up. Let's go. Let's go watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm going this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
No games tonight.
Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
going
There's
this
no
afternoon
games.
To see the James Bond movie.
No, thank you.
2 hours and 43 minutes.
You know, you really
is
have to calculate your bathroom breaks with that. That's hard.
It is. It
you
is.
Can't
but
drink
I think
too,
I'll be
you gotta
okay.
just do popcorn, no soda.
Uh-oh, Mace.
What?
And Momo.
What?
Somebody has heard the chunky soup stuff.
Yep.
There's a text from George Sedano, and it's just a picture of chunky soup.
Oh, God.
That means be prepared for Sedano and Cap.
This means war.
I don't worry about anything on Sedano and Cap.
Is it going to be what you need to know?
Oh!
I don't worry about
it. Shots fired.
George is a friend of mine. George will never say anything that will cut too deep. He'll just be a flesh
Come at
wound.
Me, Sedano.
It's a gif in a group chat between George. Oh, wait.
I see it.
Mamba Mentality says, you guys bombed it, too, because as a radio personality, you should know when certain people do commercials, especially the head coach of the Rams of L.A.
It's true. He's right.
Wrong. Probably should have.
What a Rams fan you are.
You know what it is? I don't have. Shut up.
I'm wearing red tomorrow.
See, I don't have, like. I don't have a good mind for who sung that song, who played in which role, who was in that commercial.
Hey, how about this?
I just
haven't seen it. I just haven't seen the commercial. I'm defenseless on that joke.
I know. I think when you showed it to me, I was like, oh, maybe I've
seen it. Exactly.
But I probably fast forwarded past it because I'm always on, DVR.
Coming up next, we're continuing to get ready for Game 5 tomorrow night, Dodgers versus Frisco at Oracle Park. Plus, a message on Rancho Cucamonga's Next Door, a PSA that I want to read to you and get your reaction to. Plus, we will circle back. I will get to the Gruden thing with Momo because Momo's a big
Gruden
fan.
I got
fan.
Things to say.
So we will do that coming up for you
Not
as
ducking
well.
Those questions.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
And hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
God, I love that McVay chunky soup commercial. That is just one of my favorite
Don't
commercials.
Make it worse. Yeah. Don't make it worse.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, I promise we'll get to the Gruden thing in a minute because Momo's a big Raiders fan. I want to get her reaction.
Yeah.
So do you have Nextdoor? Do you know what Nextdoor is?
Oh, yeah, I got Nextdoor.
So Nextdoor is this thing that every neighborhood has where people say things like I lost my cat or
I actually found somebody's dog and reunited them with the owner because we found him walking around on Nextdoor. We posted on Nextdoor.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
So that's how you found it?
Yeah. I was like, there's some dog that was wandering around. We took a picture and we're like, is this anybody's dog? And then a couple of posts earlier, somebody was like, oh yeah, this so-and-so was looking for their dog. And they just like hit me on Nextdoor, and I was like, here's your dog. It was a 20-minute interaction.
Well, that's great.
Amazing.
That's great. So it can be useful. It can also be used by like total busybodies who want to get up into your business.
Oh, man.
So I steer clear.
my favorite are the ones are like, so my neighbor always parks in my space, and I think it's really clear that these are my spaces because they're out in front of my house. So what should we do?
Yep.
You're like, oh, God.
Okay, so somebody put this on the Rancho Cucamonga Nextdoor. This is what it says. Halloween is officially 4 weeks away, and I was hoping to catch you all before you make your candy selections. Over the last three Halloweens, I've noticed candy stock has become more and more diluted with cheap candy. Dum Dums, Smarties, and Jolly Ranchers may be suitable for Ontario, Fontana, and even Montclair, but not here in Rancho Cucamonga. We are an affluent neighborhood, and this status should be reflected in our candy provisions for Halloween. Standard full or king-size candy bars are set for our community on Halloween. If you purchase the fun size, you need to return them. Just keep in mind that four to six of those fun size bars equal one standard size bar. For the elderly who hand out coins, unless you plan on throwing some quarters into the mix, stop peddling your pennies. It's so there.
Wow.
That is a very interesting public service announcement. My favorite part is Dum Dum, Smarties, and Jolly Ranchers are suitable for Ontario, Fontana, and even Montclair, but
what?
Not here in Rancho Cucamonga.
What?
So the next door is taking a shot at Ontario, Fontana, and Montclair.
Dude.
Man.
You know what? Smarties are delicious, and I love them.
Smarties are terrible.
Read the first part again of like what they prefer, the king size.
It's the king size. Point out that 4 to 6 of the fun size equals one king size, and you should give out king size candy because you are in the very affluent Rancho Cucamonga. Is Rancho Cucamonga affluent? I love
the Cucamongans.
The Cucamongans?
I don't know. I drive out that way on the way to Big Bear. Like, I don't know.
So Dum Dums.
Somebody who lives out there, tell me if that's...
Dum Dums, terrible candy. Agreed?
Those are little lollipops.
Okay,
yeah, they're little lollipops.
They're fine.
They're terrible. They're terrible. That's cheap
totally
ass.
Fine.
They're fine.
Smarties.
Great. Love
them. Terrible.
Like
love them.
Yeah, I like that.
You take the one, like you open the top just a little bit and you take from the bottom.
You know what are
you
not
put the
good?
Whole thing
you know what are not good? Like the candy corns.
Those are gross.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Gross.
That's terrible. Candy
My daughter
corn
loves
awful.
Candy corn.
I'm not a
I
big,
don't get it.
I'm not big into Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, I'm not
no,
either.
Not a Tootsie Roll
yeah.
fan.
Yeah. Like those are kind of like subpar candies, you know.
So do you give out, as they're describing here in Rancho Cucamonga, do you give out king size or full size candy bars?
I give out the fun size Hershey's.
Yeah,
because
I give like a handful. I give like a handful, but as the night goes on, depending on how many trick or treaters on, I give less. Or
yeah,
more.
I don't want to end up with any.
Yeah, so like you kind of ration, like you have to ration it. So like if you start off and I start off maybe giving like 3 or 4 to each kid, but if there's a lot of trick or treaters, I have to start giving like 1 or 2.
Right.
And then
right.
I make sure I don't run out. And then
See,
by
I'm
the
a
end of the night, I'm like, here, take
guy.
The whole bowl.
You get full-size Reese's Peanut Butter Cups at my house.
Oh, so you live in Rancho, Cucamonga.
No.
That's where you live.
No, I just don't want my house to be TP'd or my windows to be soaped. Do you remember that whole thing?
You should be full king-size candy bar. That is totally acceptable. It should be done because the kids love it. They think it's the most amazing thing in the world when they get a king-size candy bar.
Well, I'm not giving out candy this year. Mm-hmm. I'm just
what?
Not, I'm not.
Why?
I live in a cul-de-sac, and it's up the hill, right?
Yep.
The past year, nobody came up to get candy. Nobody wants to walk up that hill.
So you get a chair and you go to the bottom of the hill and you sit there.
No way.
And you put a bowl out there or you just
and
eat
a
the
cheap
bowl.
Mask on.
Yeah, yeah, and a cheap mask and you just hang out
all
there.
All right, if you guys
give the kids what they want,
if you want Dum Dums and Smarties, come by.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
How about Jolly Ranchers?
This is like I don't know. I'm just kind of annoyed with this entitlement.
What?
Nobody
the Rancho Cucamonga entitlement?
Yeah, like king size is you can't buy them in bulk. You just have to go buy
individual king size candy bars.
How many do you buy?
Well, you know by now how many trick or treaters.
Yeah,
you
so
get
what do you buy?
100
of those?
Do you get 100 trick or treaters?
We get a lot. Yeah, we have a kid neighborhood.
Wow. Yeah, no, I don't have that many trick or treaters. I never go over 50.
We get a lot, like all. I don't know. It's been COVID the last year, so I don't know what this year is going to be like. I feel like it's going to be a little bit. It'll be back, but not back.
It'll be subdued. Although what's interesting is everybody's wearing masks. I mean, like
True.
Literally masks.
That's a good point.
So it's kind of
that's a good point.
It's kind of, if you put a mask over your head.
Do we need to wear gloves when we hand out the candy?
Yeah, probably. And by the way, the old people do give coins. That's so weird.
That is a thing.
Hey, here's a handful of change.
Can I give out fun size sanitizers? Would that be a
no?
Oh, that would be a great gift. Kids love that.
Then it'll open because they're gonna be fun size, so they'll open and it'll get all over the candy. Yeah, you don't want that.
Man. Yeah, kids love that stuff. They love hand sanitizer.
What's Daniel going as?
Oh my God, you guys! I'm gonna send you the cutest photos.
All right, cool.
This is like the first year he's excited about Halloween. In other years, it was like mommy made him wear something, and then.
Yeah.
Like his first year, I dressed him up. He was born October 2nd. So by Halloween, I was still in the like very delirious sleep deprived state.
Sure.
I put his costume on backwards and I tried to switch it around. He was crying. I was like, this is mom fail right here.
Man.
But okay. And then the next year we got him all dressed up. Hey, I bought a Superman costume for him. And then he was Superman during the day, Batman at night. That was cool. Last year I bought him stuff and he was like, no, I'm not wearing anything. he just wouldn't put it on. But recently he discovered those and now he wears Cookie Monster, the outfit. Yep. He just wears it around the house. I'll send you a picture.
Nice.
Okay. And I think he'll be a fireman this year. That's all right, trending.
That's,
nice. Yeah.
That's good. Fireman. That's good. All right, let's get to this Gruden thing.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
So, Momo, you're a huge Raiders fan.
Yes, yes, yes.
John Gruden, I think when he was hired, you were unbelievably high on him. 10 years, $100 million.
That's a lot.
What was your reaction when you found out that these 2011 emails surfaced?
Well, it's not just the 2011 emails, right? If it was just that, I think you can survive one blow. Like the first one was on
You could
Friday.
Not survive that, Momo.
The first one, the DeMaurice Smith.
Oh,
one.
The DeMaurice Smith.
But it was one. Okay, there was like one bad thing, and he apologized sort of. But the thing that was so stupid to me, okay, the NFL got a copy of all the emails and they told the Raiders about it and shared some of the ones that they still had, and the week before. So on that Friday when the DeMaurice Smith email came out, and that was not a good email either.
Right.
They knew that there was more. Like, you know that there's more bad stuff that could come out.
Sure.
And at that point, I think he should have stepped away. I'm not sure the rest of it would have come out if he would have just stepped away right
so
then.
So you think if he would have resigned on, I think the DeMaurice Smith stuff came out on Thursday.
Friday.
Yep. So you think if he would have resigned on the spot that we wouldn't have had what happened on Monday?
Yeah, I think so. But now, I don't know, I might be revising. Initially, I was like, that was so stupid. Like, they got you, man. You got tons of, it wasn't just one email. There was a 7 or 8 years worth of horrible emails.
Yeah, no, he's just a hateful guy. He hates everybody.
And people, like, I hate to say this, okay, because
Well, you know, I'll
I
tell you what.
Surprised.
You hate to say this. Why don't you say it next?
Oh, okay. Right.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Dodgers win last night. Dodgers, Giants, Oracle Park tomorrow night. Game 5, Julio Urías, game 2 winner, 20-game winner for us, versus Logan Webb, who was the game 1 winner for Frisco.
You're so bad.
I love saying that. I hope it irritates every single Giants fan. So we're getting you ready for that. Plus, I put out this question. Have you seen the new James Bond, No Time to Die? It's 2 hours and 43 minutes. Somebody tweeted back, it's a long time to die. It is a long time to die.
I don't understand. You won't read one of my long stories, but you'll sit through a 3-hour James Bond movie?
I can tell you, there's a lot more action in a James Bond movie than there is in one of your articles.
I don't know. I think
with
there's a lot of action.
Wait, also, somebody pointed out on Twitter that you watched Endgame. It's a 3-hour movie, and you can't watch James Bond?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, here's the thing. Juan won't go because it's too long. I will go because I don't care.
Mm.
I did sit through Endgame.
Yeah, we did
multiple times.
We did watch Endgame.
That's
3 hours.
Multiple times.
Come on.
That's a good point.
All right, so Momo, you were picking up on the Gruden thing. I want to get back to where you were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. This is how I say this. I hate to say this because I wasn't surprised when I read it. Like, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I could see him saying that. I mean, I could. He's always, as Keyshawn said the other day, he's always seemed kind of fraudulent to me. But I also think there's a lot of people in football who talk like that, who say things like that offensively, especially when they think they're behind closed doors. And I wouldn't just say football, just all over in society. Okay.
Yep.
There's a part of me, the media part of me, is fascinated by how this came out. All right. And I think in today's world, like I'm interested in cancel culture and how things happen and why things happen. This is unbelievable to me if you think about how this all got, this all leaked, okay?
Yep.
Dan Snyder, the owner of the Washington football team, filed a defamation lawsuit against a content company based in India called MEA. I think it's M-E-A-W-W or something.
All right.
Never heard of this. I think I just, I went on the website. It's like a aggregator website or something. I don't know what else to call it. It's just, to me, it seems fairly inconsequential. But because he filed a defamation lawsuit, these emails became part of discovery in that lawsuit.
Oh, so these weren't released by the NFL.
Right.
These were released because
that
there was
what was in the LA Times story
lawsuit.
Today. Yeah.
Because I've been sitting here wondering, why did they pick out John Gruden? Why did they call the code red on Gruden? Does everybody hate Gruden? Do the owners hate Gruden? Did they want him out? You're saying it came out because of another lawsuit,
a defamation lawsuit he was involved in. There was an investigation into the Washington football team for having a toxic culture. But that investigation seems a lot like baseball's investigation of the Astros, where they basically promised the Astros players, if you cooperate with us and tell us what really happened, none of the players are going to face actual punishments. Right? They sort of did the broad brush and they punished everybody else. They punished the manager and the GM and the president. Well, it's a little like that. The idea was they're going to investigate their culture for the sort of toxic workplace environment, but they weren't going to release specific things. So like I think there was a promise made like it wasn't going to leak.
Yeah, and there are 750,000 emails.
Yeah, but so nothing leaked except these Gruden emails. And I was like, well, that was fairly strategic, right? I mean, that's, you know, because nobody had any loyalty to Gruden in this. There's nobody in that lawsuit who's protecting Gruden's interest, right?
Yeah.
Now, I want to know what's in the rest of those emails, because if you're investigating for people for having a toxic workplace culture, like I'm sure there's probably some horrible emails in there. But it seems from the LA Times story, that was a really good LA Times story by Nathan Fenno today, that a lot of these documents came to light, a lot of these emails came to light because of this, the only thing else to call it is a random defamation lawsuit that Daniel Snyder filed against a company in India.
So that's why Gruden was singled out. Here's the question, though. The NFLPA has asked to see all 750,000 emails. Do you think they'll get access to him?
Well, now it's a pretty hot story, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, Sunshine is a pretty good
disinfectant. Who else is in there?
Sure,
who else said what to who?
I mean, here's what this is, and this is where there's no part of me that feels sorry for Gruden, okay? He said what he said, and it's awful. But it was 2011, and nowadays you have a fairly deep consciousness about what you should say in any electronic messaging.
Yes.
Okay. The problem with that line of thinking is, you know, okay, it was 10 years ago and he didn't know, like, this could end up in something so many years later. He still said what he said. And also, it wasn't just one email. This was a pattern over 7 years. This wasn't just 2011. This is how he talks. It's just how he thinks and how he talks.
It's who he is.
Yeah, it's who he is. And you can't really come back from that. And I thought it was, from a crisis management standpoint, I thought it was horrible.
Right.
Because they knew, the Raiders and Gruden had to know that there was awful, damaging things that was still to come out, that could still come out on that Friday. And instead of just resigning, stepping away, just to say I'm sorry and move on, he kind of tried to defend himself. And then he got legends of the game to defend him. He got Tim Brown to defend him. And Josh
Jacobs.
He
didn't know the rest of the stuff was coming out.
In the first,
you think he knew the rest of the stuff was coming out?
It could come out. I mean, in the New York Times story, which I have to trust their reporting on this. But they said the Raiders were sent a copy of the findings in that report. Not the findings, but just the Raiders were sent, as an organization, some of the emails that the NFL had. Okay. On that, before the first story, before the DeMaurice Smith story.
So do you think Mark Davis should have asked Gruden to resign because he knew those emails were about to come out?
100%. And same with Gruden. He should have stepped aside. Like, when you know, I mean, there are certain things that, like, if you know that is the, I mean, Mace, it's like he picked every potential category of people
he could
offend.
Every marginalized group in the world he picked on.
I mean, my goodness, who did he miss?
Yeah.
It's more who did he miss than who did he not include.
Yeah, yeah.
My God.
Now, I'm curious from you how you think, because I immediately thought, all right, so this is from 2011.
Yeah.
It was communication that wasn't actually meant to be public. It reminded me, it had echoes of the Donald Sterling situation.
Yeah, we always say that whenever somebody's classified statement, you know, not classified, but like, you know, unintentional recordings or, you know, what people say behind the scenes. We always say that, but this actually isn't the same as Sterling. I mean, Sterling, to me, first of all, he theoretically knew he was being recorded because his mistress.
Yeah, but wasn't that V. Stiviano recording him without his knowledge?
She told him he was recording. Her claim was that.
She announced, I'm recording you?
She said, you always tell me to do stuff and then you forget what you've told me, so I'm going to start recording you. And she also claims, and she claimed at the time, that they were working on some of his messaging and she wanted him to hear what he says so that she could play it back for him and say, you shouldn't say it like this and da-da-da. Like, almost like she was like his publicist or something. I don't understand any of that, but that was what her defense was, the idea that he didn't know. Now, does he know what a cell phone recorder is? Probably not.
Right.
From a different generation, no consciousness of that. But this is the world we live in now. This is literally wherever you are. Like, every time I'm in a restaurant now and I'm having a conversation with a friend or a source or whatever, depending on the topic,
right,
I assume somebody nearby me could be recording.
Could be recording.
I'm
could
constantly
hear you.
My head's on a swivel, always.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't say anything like racist or misogynist. I don't say anything like that. But if it's sensitive information.
Sure.
And it's newsworthy. It's behind the scenes.
It's personal information. Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It's nuggets like that, and somebody could record you. Absolutely. Although nothing you would say would ever rank.
Right. Correct.
Would ever be like this.
And that's why I think it's so, like, we all, like, on a personal privacy matter, there is a sort of terror that every person should feel when you see something like this happen, like,
right,
text messages, screenshots. So, I mean, every once in a while I get those Facebook reminders, 8 years ago today you posted this, and I'm like, oh God, what was I thinking? Delete. I don't want to. Why did I say that?
Right.
I don't want that ever on my digital record. I mean, it wasn't
not
bad, but it's just like stupid stuff that I wouldn't say in 2021. You know, like, just more opinionated things, right? And I go and I delete them or whatever it is, but it's like we didn't have the same consciousness about every word that comes out of your mouth can be turned into a different way. This is not that. This
right.
is, I like, no matter what I said 8 years ago, hey, like, you know how on Facebook it says your status update?
Yep.
I used to take it very literally. So my status updates were like, Ramona Shelburne is regarding staying up so late watching movies last night because she has 6 papers to do in the morning. Like,
oh God,
I would
what a boring
do, what
post.
A dumb person on Facebook. I mean, who does that?
Like, yeah, right? A lot of people, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I mean, I was maybe a little bit, you know, I was a little more talkative about work stuff or talkative about personal things, right?
Right, right.
And I just, like, now I don't share anything on Facebook. I just, you know, cute baby pictures. That's about it.
Yeah, that's Facebook is for moms and recipes,
yeah.
I think.
But
no,
it's,
I don't,
like,
really do anything on Facebook.
But, like, think this is, but I've never said anything that I hope I don't think I've said anything racist, because I don't
absolutely
think that
not.
Way. I don't talk that way.
No, not at all.
You know, I mean, it's so if you heard me and you off the air when you
would never hear, yeah,
you wouldn't hear me say anything like that because I don't
basic
say
basic conversation.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, yep. I mean, it's there is something about Gruden that has always felt a little put on to me.
Yep.
It's always felt a little like a TV character. And then
sometimes, well, you know, Keyshawn from the morning show, Keyshawn J. Will and Max has said from the beginning and consistently for years that John Gruden is a bad guy.
Yeah.
And he was proved to be right. And Keyshawn, I think, was absolutely dead on with his commentary on John Gruden for all these years.
Yep.
Tell you what, we'll circle back around to this also. We'll take a look at tomorrow night's Game 5, Dodgers versus Frisco at Oracle Park, Julio Urias versus Logan Webb. But coming up next for you is Jump Ball. Bergie's going to throw some stuff at us.
Oh,
Mason
Bergie?
And Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thank you very much, Chris, as always. So we've talked about Brian Anderson and Ron Darling on the TBS broadcast for the Dodgers-Giants series. And I know you don't like him, Mace, but I like Brian Anderson.
It's not that I don't like him. I just think he talks too much.
Yeah, exactly. You think he talks too much, but Ron Darling is kind of what I want to focus on here.
Okay. Right.
He's fine, I guess. But Darling is 61 years old and was a big part of the Mets in the 80s. But do most people know who he is anymore? And
it's
is
a good
he
question.
And is he the right guy on a broadcast to try and gain younger viewers?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think Ron Darling, and I mean, I guess he's up in San Francisco, so we can say this now. I think he's a pretty ordinary analyst. I mean, I think he's fine, but I think he's kind of ordinary. And you're right, he's not at all contemporary. In fact, who was it? Is it TBS that's using Adam Wainwright as an analyst?
Yeah, which is awesome.
To me, that's like right on the money. If you want to capture what the game is right now, active player is a fantastic way to go. I think those guys do a good job. That's Adam Amin, right? I think it's Adam Amin and Adam Wainwright and one other guy. I think they had something really going. And a really loose, entertaining, contemporary box. Yeah, I agree with you. I think, and by the way, you know who I think should be doing national stuff and who's not? I think Oral Hershiser is my favorite analyst.
Yeah, well, I like him too.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. He's 63, so this isn't an age thing.
No.
This has nothing to do with age. It's just that Ron Darling, nobody knows who you are, and you're really not all that interesting. I mean, he's fine.
Rough.
I mean, he's fine.
But he's fine. Ooh. Yeah, he gets it done.
But like, is that really somebody that's going to bring in the younger viewer?
He's not going to move the needle. No. I'll tell you, the thing about Hershiser is I learn a lot when Hershiser's doing the game. And I think I wish Joe Davis was doing games, too. I know he's got college football going on right now, so he's blocked out some dates. But I think Joe Davis and Oral Hershiser is my favorite broadcast team there is. I learn a lot. Hershiser, incredibly smart. Joe Davis, I think they have great chemistry together. I miss those guys for the postseason.
I mean, I don't have it. I like baseball, so
good response.
I like baseball. Yeah. I like baseball. I mean, there's very few announcers who annoy me.
I'm not saying he's annoying.
Yeah,
he's
I don't
fine.
Know if it's value added. I think he's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Fine is right.
He's fine. He's not great. He's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think we all do a pretty good job, all of us, everyone, of at this station at least, of being pretty earth conscious.
Yes.
We all recycle, I assume.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
Mostly. I did something yesterday. I'm not proud.
Oh, no.
I always have like a bottle collection going in my car.
Right.
Like a lot of water bottles.
You just threw it away, didn't you?
I went to the gas station and I was like, I really need to clean this. And I was like looking and I was like, okay, I'm just going to put it in the trash can. Like somebody will come by, right?
You know, every once in a while.
Somebody will come by.
They'll give you a pass.
That was bad. I should have just waited
to
carry them all inside.
get to the question.
Well, we care about the trees, but you know who doesn't?
Who?
Triple A does not care about the trees. At least 3 to 4 times a week, I get a giant envelope with Triple A insurance or life insurance paperwork, and it's this big thing, ads in the mail. Do you get these from them, from Triple A?
Yeah, I do.
So, like, these gigantic things of insurance papers. Why is this a thing still?
Yeah, I don't even look at mail. I don't look at, like, I don't get my bills at home. My bills go to somebody else. And they, that sounds sort of big time, but they take care of it. So I don't get any bills at home. So there's really nothing. There's like insurance stuff and there's real estate people. Real estate people send way too much crap. I mean, I'm not selling my house, people. Stop leaving those flyers on my door.
Like, do you get those big giant envelopes of
AAA
insurance?
I know, and I don't know why we need all that.
No,
I really don't.
All the time.
And I don't really even like mail anymore. Most mail is duplicative of what I get in email.
Right. Everything is, like, all my bills come, you know, they're all
online.
Yeah, online.
Or those credit card ones. Oh, sign up, pre-approved.
And then I have to shred them or I have to tear them up because I'm thinking somebody's going to fill it out on my, you know, fraud. I just think they're all, it just feels like all a liability.
Yeah.
A couple of things. Joe Davis is doing the playoffs for Fox. He was doing the Tampa Bay Boston game the other night, so he is there. I didn't realize. I don't think I watched that game. And it's Fox that's using Adam Wainwright.
Oh. Okay. Jorge, what you got for us?
Okay, so last night I was supposed to go to Pumpkin Patch and not to the baseball game with Mason. So, thanks to Lindsay, she gave me tickets to the Lakers game.
Nice.
So I called Brenda and I said, "Hey, listen, I got tickets. Want to bring the baby? Scrap the Pumpkin Patch, will go another day." So they came out here. Is that good parenting or bad parenting?
So in other words, did you bring the baby to the game?
She came to the game. Her and Brenda did.
How old is the baby now?
3.
So
was that fun?
Yeah, and check this out. Listen to this.
I saw the boy names.
Did you catch that?
Mason, do you know these, what she said?
No.
Oh, come on. You didn't? Really?
Moment, did you catch that? Get it.
No,
I didn't
not
get
really.
It. Oh, play it again.
Here you go.
I saw the boy names.
I saw the beignets.
I saw LeBron James.
Man. I saw LeBron James.
I saw LeBron James.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, so when we got home yesterday, she said, you know, she woke up and then I was like, hey, where'd you go today? She said, I went to see LeBron James. And yeah. So she had a blast. And, you know, we didn't go to the pumpkin patch. We'll go sometime this week. But we ended up at the Laker game last
night. Do you have to buy a ticket for a three-year-old?
You don't.
You don't?
No.
What's the cutoff age?
I think three.
Three. So you're right on the money.
I'm right on the money.
Yeah. So if you fly, you don't have to buy a plane ticket for a three-year-old?
No, you do have to buy one for a three-year-old.
Oh, you do?
You do.
Because you need a whole seat.
You do.
Yeah, you do.
Like, I don't want somebody's kid, like, in their lap next to me for 5 hours. No. Buy the seat. Kid needs a seat.
Yeah, she does. She did. I bought her one.
Yeah.
All right, so I saw LeBron James.
I saw LeBron James.
We have a new oldest man into space. Captain Kirk himself, William Shatner, went into space today at the age of 90 on Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin flight.
Yeah.
He hit the edge of space just like all those other billionaires did. Is he the perfect dude to go into space?
Here's the thing about William Shatner. I interviewed him twice when I was doing the Snyder Show for CBS, and he is a jerk.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not a good guy. He's a jerk. He didn't treat people well at all. He was difficult to interview. He was difficult from beginning to end. I think they should have left him in space.
Wow.
Wow. That's wow. Momo, you got anything on that?
Sorry,
that's
just
the truth. Did not know any of that. Dang, man. Look, I mean, if I was Bezos, I would film it. I would use it to market my space project. Right? I mean, you give him a free seat on the plane and then use him for marketing. It's kind of perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it was good promotion for Dr. Evil's new spaceship.
You're just full of them right now. I love this. This is good, Mace, right here, taking shots.
$1 million.
There he is. He's got the pinky to the corner of his mouth. That is Jeff Bezos, Dr. Evil.
All right. I used to do this on the other show, but I love this Twitter page, and I don't think many people know about it.
Okay.
It's called A Movie Pitch Bot. And it does just that. Every hour, it pitches a random movie.
I've heard about this so many times from you. You just love this.
I do. I love it so much. What, did I do this with you?
Yeah, I don't know. Go ahead.
No, whatever. What, you don't like it? I love it.
No, I like it. All right.
So here are five. And Mason, just because you love movies and you know all these
okay,
people.
Here's the deal. I do not want to step on the other show. If it's their stuff, their
no,
stuff.
No, no, no. I did. No, no.
Hey, it's
no.
Another shot.
I did it. It was my stuff that I did.
From another
show.
Yeah. No,
so it's like you took from that show and you're bringing it here?
No, it was just part of a game. Look, all these games are the same, Mace.
Okay, yeah, you know what? It's 100, if you ever pay attention to this, they're all the same. Yeah. Radio Tinder is just like Jump Ball. It's just a series of topics.
I actually liked it better when it was called Radio Tinder. Because I did like the swipe left, swipe right.
Well, I never even understood.
But that's
swipe
Lindsay's.
I don't either. Yeah. She always called. I just started talking, and then she's like, "So you swipe right."
All
like,
right.
Whatever.
So what's your make it quick?
Man,
what's your thing?
See, now you guys are just taking
what's your
it
thing?
Away from
make it quick.
Fine.
Scrap it.
Do the pitches. Do the movie pitches.
Daniel Day-Lewis challenges Shia LaBeouf in a beer pong match in this outrageous Tom Hooper movie. Are you in or out?
Daniel Day-Lewis, who's retired, by the way.
Right.
He says that he retired after, so it would be a big deal. Tom Hooper is the director of The King's Speech, so it would be sort of a heavy one. And who is the other actor?
Shia LaBeouf,
who, you know, is a mess, right? Uh-huh. He's got all kinds of stuff, but he's actually a really good actor.
He is.
Weirdly.
Yeah, he is.
So I would sign up for that. Sure, it'd be a very, very heavy, dark version of beer pong.
It would be interesting. Nah. All right. In this Jonah Hill comedy, Chris Hemsworth and Mindy Kaling join the army to fight killer crocs in New Zealand.
Killer crocs?
Crocs.
Crocodiles?
Yeah, crocodiles.
Well, Hemsworth would be good in that role. Jonah Hill, I can't imagine killing crocs, and
no,
I can't imagine.
I can.
He's
I'm
a
in.
Director. He's a
I
director.
I like this. This feels like Snakes on a Plane to me. I like it.
It does feel like Snakes on a Plane. You're right. I'm not buying on this one. I'm not buying
I'm
on this one.
Right. I don't like the Daniel Day-Lewis one. I like this one, though.
All right. Julianne Moore is lost on the moon in this bold, dark comedy directed by Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, yeah. Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, I'm in. I like that.
I'm in.
Pan's Labyrinth, Shape of Water. He's one of the three amigos, right, Jorge?
Yep, he is.
Yep, sign me up for that. It's Cuaron, Del Toro, who's the third one?
Iñárritu.
Yeah. Those guys are great, so I sign up in those. All right, are we done with the afternoon show's bit?
No, it's not the afternoon show bit. It was my bit. I like the set. Yeah. It's
okay,
mine.
Good.
Just like Radio Tinder went to that, I can take my own.
Yeah.
Well, fine. Then let's get rid of it.
Bring some original stuff.
God, it's not. You know what, Mace?
Bring,
I'm not too happy
bring your
about
A game.
This.
Bring
that
some
is my
original
stuff. That is my original stuff.
Okay, you play it at your house. All right, coming up.
You know what that was like? That was like re-gifting.
It was. It was like re-gifting.
It's mine.
Yeah, no,
I'm re-gifting
it was
myself.
Like re-gifting. It's like, oh, somebody gave me a pair of Beats, and I don't need any headphones, so I'm just going
to
re-gift them at the
Christmas
I have
so
party.
Many candles,
to myself.
Right? I have candle is like the standard
so
gift.
So many candles.
It's like everybody brings a candle. It's
but
like
you
I'm
know
giving
all
that
these
away.
People. Mason, you know all these people where they didn't know these people. You think Scott Kaplan knows who Sam Mendes is?
No, I do not. But, yeah, Sam Mendes is not in his wheelhouse.
Right.
There's no question
so
about
it. So it works better with you.
Okay. All right. Well, let's put it in the
I still know it's somebody else's bit. It is, you know.
Somebody else's
my bit.
Bring something fresh.
We'll keep the beats.
Bring a
we'll
fresh tape.
My beats. I brought them myself.
All right. Last night, great Dodgers win. We'll circle back around to that. Dodgers beat the Giants last night at Dodgers Stadium. I was there for it. It was a great performance for Walker Buehler on 3 days rest. Gave him exactly what they needed. The bullpen did a really good job afterwards. Mookie Betts hit the two-run home run. Really good night for the Dodgers, and we're starting to look ahead to Game 5 at Oracle Park, Dodgers versus Frisco, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
I saw the boy names.